Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Joining us now, as he does every Friday at 4, you can see him on the NBC Sports Philly pre- and post-game show, the legend, Ron Jaworski. Jaws, thanks for joining us.
Spike, Ike, Jack, great to be with you guys. Should be an exciting game on Sunday.
What's up, Jaws?
Oh, I'm doing great, Ike. Sorry I missed you last week.
Well, you know, I'll be there tomorrow again at 7:30, buddy. Oh, you meant missed us here on the show.
Yeah. I got to tell you this story. You know, we had a team in the Super Bowl of golf. The NFL has a Super Bowl of golf every year, and my team represented Philadelphia. We shot 18 under par, scramble, and lost.
Oh,
I think
wow.
There's sandbagging going on.
Yeah. Something not right there. You shoot 18 under par, you're not supposed to.
18 under and it'll win. Something's wrong.
Yeah, that sounds like cheating to me. I'm going to launch an investigation.
I know some of the other guys on the other team, so I'll be nice. I'll be kind.
Yeah, well, just nonsense. Everybody keeps their own score or whatever. I don't know. Golf is a mystery to me, generally, Jaws.
It's a good mystery.
Jaws, you know, we've talked about it a lot. The players have talked about it. The team is going down early to prepare for it, and that's the Heat down in Tampa. When you were playing, how did Heat affect you, and how do you think it might affect the Eagles on Sunday?
Well, if you're not used to Heat, it certainly does have a negative effect if you don't know how to handle it. But, you know, the weather hasn't exactly been freezing up here all summer, and it's been actually a very good week. So I'm not sure. Obviously, it'll be hot. It'll be humid. It'll be, you know, 1 o'clock game. The sun will be, you know, right above your head. So, you know, it'll have an impact, but it's going to be the same thing for the Buccaneers. I never buy into we practice in it or we're used to it. If it's hot and it's 100 degrees, it impacts everybody.
Yeah, I would say so. It seems like, what do you think about them going down there a day early? We heard Baker Mayfield say something to the effect of that, you know, going a day early not only isn't going to help you from a physical standpoint, it might make you even think about it even more. What do you think about them going down there early?
I have no answer. I've heard so many stories about the heat, cold, jet lag, going east coast to west, west to east. I think a lot of it's just guesswork and the frame of mind you go to the game with. So if the Eagles go in the right frame of mind, which I think they will, I believe they will, it doesn't matter what the temperature is tomorrow, what the heat is like on Sunday.
So on, you know, this has been talked to death. We have not heard your, you know, your opinion on it, having rewatched the film. The difference between the first half and the second half against the Rams, was that an execution issue? Was it a scheme difference? How did they go from so inept to so good from one half to the next in the same game?
You know, I think you'd probably have to look at six halves of football right now. This team, to me right now, is still a mystery. And I kind of go back to, you know, my roots and playing in the NFL and played for coaches that won close to 1,000 games. 1,000 games, guys have coached like Don Shula, Dick Vermeil, Marty Schottenheimer, Chuck Knox. You know, those are darn good coaches. And they'd always say, we don't know who we are, we don't know who they are until there's at least 4 games on film. And I think that's where the Eagles are right now. I can't tell you what this team is going to be. Is it going to be a running team? Is it going to be a passing team? Is it going to be a team that's conservative and wins on defense? I don't know, but I think we'll get a pretty good barometer on Sunday. But I think you got to let 4 games go by.
If you were, I guess it's hard to say, you're coaching the team. You were coaching the team on Sunday, and you saw what they were able to do in the second half, paired with the fact that the Eagles haven't been as effective running the ball this year. Would you change your approach this coming Sunday compared to your approach in previous games?
Yeah, I think I'd probably be a little more aggressive, you know, on early downs throwing the football. But I think clearly Chris Shula, the defensive coordinator for the Rams, let us off the hook a little bit in that second half when it went, you know, 26-7. I think they felt, okay, we got this game in hand and we'll just kind of play a prevent style of defense. And he gave A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith and, you know, the offensive line a chance. And obviously Jalen got red hot, the best half of football he's played in a long time. And he got hot. So I think they went to that kind of soft prevent. And, you know, I know defense guys always say the only thing to prevent defense does prevent us from winning.
Yep.
That's what seems to happen when you let a quarterback and Jalen Hurts and those receivers get going. That's the problem you run into when you're not prepared, you know, for a team that's going to now open up after you've dominated for, you know, half the football game.
I'm interested, Jaws, in how the second half of that game sort of impacts Jalen moving forward. I'm under some belief, and I'm interested to hear your thoughts on it, that I think sometimes he's holding the ball and not letting it go on time. I thought in the second half last week, he just played unconsciously. He saw it, he threw it, they caught it. It was without any hesitation. Can having a half like that and getting into that type of rhythm, can you carry that over, like the momentum and the confidence of playing that way as a quarterback?
Oh hell yes. There's no question of that. You know, when you're hot, you're hot. You want to throw the ball more. I think everyone sensed Jalen was getting hot. The receivers got their mojo back. They were catching the football, making plays. And by the way, I thought the offensive line, which I think has been playing mediocre this year, really got it going in that second half as well. Jalen seemed to have a better rhythm. The ball was coming out. When he needed a little more extra time, he got the extra time. So it was a combination of, you know, good play calling, receivers running better routes and getting open, Jalen finding them and throwing the ball accurately. It's really simple when I say it that way, but it's hard to do it every single play week in and week out. But I thought, you know, the way they played that second half against the Rams, I expect more of that than the slow start they had.
Yeah. I think you sort of started to answer this particular question there with your answer there about the Eagles' inability to run the ball as effectively this year compared to last year. How much of that is the offensive line not playing quite as well, and how much of that is defensive coordinators just sort of locking in on the Eagles' running game and deciding that they're not going to get beat by that?
It's never one thing, and it's probably a combination of better defense and things that the defense are doing. Remember, the defense had 7 months to study this Eagles offense and what their strengths and weaknesses are. And we all know this offensive line is phenomenal when they're healthy. Obviously, Lane was out last week. I believe Landon's still probably dinged a little bit. I don't think he's playing up to his ability. And in general, when you got a couple guys not playing up to their standard that they have, there's going to be a little bit of slack in the offensive line. But one thing I've kind of noticed, teams are, like I said, 7 months to study the Eagles' offense, all offseason, every team they play has had all their computer geniuses breaking everything down. And I thought that through the first three games, the defense right now are focusing on Saquon Barkley, not giving him the edge. And I think another thing I noticed, and Ike and Spike maybe just talked about from looking at the tape, which shows, I think defensive line are not playing that, okay, get in and contain, which I thought they did a lot of last year, and Saquon made that contain useless and waste of time. I think what I'm seeing now, defensive line now going more for penetration, and penetration normally is the kryptonite of the running game. So I think defense now, in studying this Eagle offense, they're coming across the ball, slants, stunts, twists, trying to get more penetration than they did. I thought, just as an observation from looking at the tape, that's one thing I think I see.
Jaws, mm-hmm. As a quarterback, you face a team that likes to blitz a lot, right? Like Tampa does, Todd Bowles.
Yeah, man.
I wonder, like, how do you combat that? Some quarterbacks will welcome the blitz because they know where they're coming, and you actually clear some of the windows to throw the ball in when you do that. I'm wondering, how do you combat a defense that wants to bring extra pressure?
Well, they're going to bring extra pressure. There's no doubt of that. And in fact, this is a little side note. When Todd Bowles was coaching here in Philadelphia, he was my next-door neighbor here over in Medford. So we talked a lot about defense, and he, you know, he's come out of the locker room blitzing. He just loves the blitz. He loves to bring pressure, more of those exotic designer blitzes. And, you know, he's always created some problems for the Eagles' blocking schemes and for Jalen Hurts. So you're going to see blitzes. There's no doubt about that. And Antoine Winfield is a secondary player at safety. The blitz is about one out of every 10 plays. So you're going to see safety blitzes and pressure. So you just got to expect this week, and hopefully the Eagles be better prepared for it. And I think Jalen's going to be better prepared to handle it because they know you're going to get it. But Todd Bowles is a great defensive coordinator, and now we just got to show that we can handle the blitzes.
The Eagles' defense this year has been interesting in that they've had some, you know, good moments in big spots. They were able to keep the Rams out of the end zone several times last Sunday, which ended up helping. But other teams, you know, outside of Kansas City, Dallas and the Rams move the ball really, really well. Are there you know, signs of optimism in the Eagles' defense when you rewatch it that they're coming together and we may see them improve in the way that we saw them improve last year?
I think it eventually will be a tremendous defense, and I'll steal your point like they did last year. We didn't expect the defense performance we saw last year, but it came on, particularly the second half of the season. What I see are a lot of individual players that are tremendous players that are still learning how to play in the NFL, young rookie guys that are playing good football, but they're going to be a lot better as they get experience. So I think once Vic gets this defense together, you know, working with them every single day at practice, learning from the experience they've had in the game, I think it's once again will be. I'm not saying it's going to be the number one defense, but I think it'll be a top five defense by the end of the season.
You probably couldn't find two quarterbacks who are both really good as different as and how they play the game as Jalen Hurts and,
right.
and Baker Mayfield. When you watch Baker Mayfield, you know, what do you think of him as a player?
One word comes to mind: he's a baller. I mean, sometimes he is not pretty, but he'll fight you right down to the bone. I mean, that's the kind of guy, if you give him time in the pocket, he'll hang in the pocket, read defense, throw the football. Remember, he's a five-year veteran now. He's been around. He's been knocked down. He's gotten up and played. But with the game on the line, in clutch this season, it's only three games. There's no quarterback in the league that has played better than Baker Mayfield in the clutch. And he can play with structure from the pocket. He can move in the pocket and still beat you. He can run outside the pocket and make plays with his legs. So this is one of those guys that just drives the defense nuts. And Mike, I could probably speak better to the defensive perspective. He goes, you got guys that you say contain, keep in the pocket. It doesn't always work with this guy. He gets outside the pocket, and when he breaks the pocket, he throws with great mechanics. And a lot of guys, I'm watching last night and watching that Arizona game. That quarterback was driving me crazy with his footwork and the way he was treating. You know, this guy's been in the league, I don't know how many years he's been there right now, but come on, you got to be set your feet, throw the football. And Baker Mayfield is that kind of guy. He'll get outside the pocket. He won't panic. He'll reset his feet and deliver the ball accurately.
Yeah.
All right, Jaws, before we get your prediction, wanted to ask you something that we talked about earlier in the show. As an Eagles fan, what situation would you rather be in? Situation one is the Eagles are down 24-20. They have the ball at their own 20-yard line with 2 minutes left in the game, three timeouts. Situation two, the Eagles are up 24-20. The Bucs have the ball on their own 20-yard line with 2 minutes to go and three timeouts. Which situation would you rather be in?
Oh, there's no doubt. I'm going to be up 24-20.
Okay.
I'd rather play with the lead, make on defense, make a play.
Okay. Well, then Ike is wrong.
It's a great question. I was really listening to you guys earlier. It's a great question. It makes you really think.
I don't
like to think that deep, though.
I wanted to get you to take my side.
Put on the defense, right, Ike? That's the way to do it. Put on your guys.
Well, no, I actually went the other way, Jaws. I took the offense.
you should add to that question, where do you get the ball? Are you backed up? Where do you get the ball?
On the 20-yard line, both situations.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'll take the lead.
Okay. All right.
I'll take the lead.
All right, Jaws. Well, we are playing a team that seems to have the Eagles' number on Sunday, the Bucs. What do you think happens on Sunday? Give us your prediction.
Yeah, I think we're going to solve this Buccaneer puzzle. They've been toughing us. We spoke about earlier, their blitz schemes are really good. Todd Bowles is a great job. But we're a little nicked up too, but I think, they lose one of their best players in Mike Evans. With him out of the game, I think it's a big difference. It kind of makes up for the fact that we've got some issues in the secondary right now. With Mike Evans out, I think we win the football game 28-23.
All right. There
like
he
it.
Is.
Like it.
All right, Jaws.
Guys. Thank you.
We'll talk to you next week.
All right, Jaws.
Thanks, Jaws.
Yep.
There he is. Jaws on my side.
Jaws also not happy about what's going on at the Ryder Cup.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, did you talk to him about it?
Yeah. He's like, we got to get it going. I was like, I know.
Speaking of getting it going, I got a way that you can get it going.
Oh, yeah.
Go to BlueChew.com.
The hammer is real, for real.
Hell yeah.
It is Friday.
You want to get it going? Come on, Friday. You got Friday night. You got Saturday
That's
night.
That's what I'm saying.
You got Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, afternoon delight.
Yeah, there you go.
Did you just do a tornado voice?
Yes. Come on. Look, if you want to perform at the best of your possible capabilities, if you go to BlueChew.com and get them to send you some of those chewables, that's what it's going to help you do. You go to BlueChew.com. Also, if you use code 94, you're going to be able to get your first month for free.
Free.
Am I still paying for that?
Yes.
Yeah, you are.
As long as we want you to, you're going to pay for it. It is on the WIP Afternoon Show, but it comes out of Jack's pocket. BlueChew.com, promo code 94. The other thing, you're not going to have to go see a doctor. No doctor's appointment necessary. You're not going to have to wait a few months for a doctor's appointment, have some weird conversation with your doctor. You don't want to do that. Mm. You do it at BlueChew.com. You're not going to have to wait in line at the pharmacy because they're going to ship you those chewables in a discreet...
Hard!
Package.
I mix it up the hards now. As I said, your first month is free. Go to BlueChew.com at checkout, use code 94, and then you can...
Chew it and do it.
Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it.
Here's some guy who knows how to perform in the bedroom. Herb in the Northeast here on WIP. What's up, Herb?
Everything is hard.
Big Ike Reese, what's happening? I need some pickle juice. I need some Mike juice.
For the bedroom?
I need some Gatorade. Let's rock and roll down there in Tampa where it's hot. Yes, sir. Like Jaworski told you, we going to bring the blitz.
Wait, okay. We're going to bring the blitz?
But it's going to be, Philly blitz. You understand?
All right.
The Philly blitz.
Okay. What's that?
We're going to get some turnovers this week in the heat. Watch yourself how you talk to me because I don't like that. I'll call the coach up and tell him we're going to send five more blitzes down there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so watch yourself.
Careful. What did I say?
Okay.
I didn't even say anything.
It's your attitude.
You know the way you talk.
You always disrespect her.
I need some of that Blue Chew, too.
We'll get you some.
I need her free. I don't want to hear that. You better bring some samples over there Monday night, you know?
But here's the thing, Herb. For every person, what they give you is different. The mix, so you got to go to the website, or if I bring you something,
the strong kind.
Yeah,
I need freebies, bro.
All right,
just use
why
use code 94, Herb. Your first month is free.
I called them guys up and they 2 years ago. And they ain't giving out nothing.
It's not 2 years ago.
You gotta have a prescription.
Prescription. But they do it on the website. That's what I'm saying. You just use code 94 and your first month is free. I can't bring you the ones for me.
I've been waiting on this topic, Herb.
Okay, right. All right. Now let me say
I've been waiting on you to jump in here on this, man.
Hey, Reese, I wanted to say something to you now. The problem we've been having, with this running game, number
one. I want to talk about Blue Chews.
I told you, I've been telling you guys for the last 2 weeks, they got 5 and 6 men in the box. They got linebackers right on the edge, and they got their safeties coming up, okay?
Okay.
What do we got to do? And then last week, we had 3 fumbles on the kickoffs. We got to get that together. That's special teams, man.
Because
if we don't get that together on Sunday, I'm firing that special teams coach.
Whoa.
You understand? Are you
calling for a guy's job?
Relax, Herb.
They blocked 2 field goals.
We did. Like that to me. You keep talking like that, Jack.
Who's talking to you?
What's going on?
Take it down a notch. We're all friends.
You got to put pressure on people. No fumbles. I need the ball.
And you want free Blue Chews?
Yeah.
That's
the wrong kind of pressure.
I need the ball. Look, Jalen Hurts got to go down the seam, down the sideline right away. First and
to
10.
Get Blue Chew?
We're not talking about Blue Chew.
Okay,
we're talking
right.
about Sunday game, Jack. Okay. Yeah, guess who called? I told you who called me yesterday, right?
Ooh.
Who? Johnny Marks.
Yeah.
Johnny Marks.
There you go.
I mean, man, everybody wants me to call everybody's station. I got three stations now that want me to talk. You understand?
I know.
Who's? What's the third station?
Yeah.
What's
Broad Street Sports. I got him, too.
Okay.
You know, I just came out of Doylestown Hospital.
Oh, but.
And I'm fired up because my blood sugar, was 309 about 3 hours ago, and now
is that high?
It's 54.
Yeah, I think that's high.
54, yeah. And I just went over and grabbed the orange juice and a Gatorade.
That'll help. There you go.
Well, what the hell is that blue chew going to do for you?
I'm going to go eat some Chinese food.
Well, you're back in the hospital.
I'm fired up today, boys. Let me tell you.
I can tell.
Well, you don't need a blue chew.
Yeah.
Jack, don't mess with me.
I'm not messing with you. Not messing with you.
Wow. Your head off. I'll take your head off.
Whoa. You know? What is going on here?
Yeah, I know he's getting his blood sugar.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. Head on a swivel.
I mean, hey, Herb, real quick. How many you need? Two, three, what? One, two, or three?
No, I need like six.
Hold on, man. You're going to take the whole stash?
It's called a big dose of D.
Herb, six. We're not allowed to give it to you. You got to go to the website.
He probably got bottles of it.
Yes.
Why would Ike have bottles of it?
Knowing Ike, probably got bottles of them.
Knowing Ike.
He's a different guy. He can't give you his. That's not how it works. Yeah. We're not allowed to do that.
It's bigger.
Yeah, right. Forget about that right now. Okay. Let's talk football.
All right.
Let's talk football. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Is Lane Johnson playing this week?
He's playing.
He
yeah.
is.
He's playing.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. So we should go all left, right,
now
power.
What we got to do. We got to pull the guard out.
There it is.
Blow some and hit some linebackers. You understand?
Yep.
Okay. That's what we need to do. We got to get the fullback triple I formation.
The triple I.
Detroit. Did you see the Detroit game the other night?
I did.
Okay. They had the quarterback and three running backs. Okay?
Yep.
But that's not
that formation. Okay.
It's
triple I formation,
no.
I call it.
Well,
so,
I don't think that's triple. I don't think that's what it's called.
I call it. That's
okay. All right.
He
all
calls
right,
it.
Right,
shut up, right, Spike. Right, shut
all right,
up.
All right.
Do not mess with her.
That ain't your call, Spike.
Yep.
All right.
You know what I'm saying,
okay.
babe?
All right. Why don't you start showing me a little respect?
Like, I show you respect every time I call
yep.
you.
Oh, okay. All right. And I show you respect.
Now, if you
by...
want to get smart at me,
right.
I'll send you right back to WPEN or whatever up there in New York.
WFAN.
WFAN.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
You're going to send me
they're
to the...
Looking,
oh, man.
They're looking for you up there and your boys up in New York.
Okay.
Oh, man.
So, let's get this win, and I'm predicting.
Right.
Okay, Eagles, 36, 22, Tampa
22.
Bay, 36, 22.
How do you get to 22?
Okay, nope. E-A-G-L-E-S. What's that spell?
Eagles!
Watch Penn State tomorrow.
All right.
I'm expecting
just when you think it's over.
Tomorrow night. I know Saquon's going to be watching that game.
Yep.
So.
Oh, my God.
All right, my brother.
All right, dude.
All right, Herb.
All right, Herb.
Night somewhere. We got a big meeting down at the arena on Monday, so I don't. I might stop to see you.
Swing by.
Yes.
Yeah, we got blue cheese for you.
3 o'clock. Yeah.
No, we can't give them. It's against the rules.
You're fishy.
I got to be in work like 4:30.
Okay. All right. See you, Herb.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
He was so mad.
He was mad at everybody.
His blood sugar was at 300.
Yeah.
Down to 54.
Yeah.
He said, I just had a bunch of Gatorade and
Chinese food. That'll fix it.
That'll help.
Yep. Nothing cures a health issue like Gatorade and Chinese food.
I don't get that. Just go on a walk.
Oh, man.
That was
classic right
there. The best
part
about Herb.
He said he was going to take your head off.
Yeah, I know.
He's sending me back to WFAN.
Yep. The best part about Herb is that that's just Herb.
Yes.
Like, there's no bit.
No. There's no way you could do a bit that often.
or be that insane.
Yeah, be that insane.
Holy moly. 215-592-9494.
Just when he had a down call.
And I just want to be clear. You cannot share Blue Chew chewables with other people. That's not how it works. You get it. If you go to the website, they
got to get your own, man.
Yeah, it is formulated for each person. Just want to be clear on that.
It works
that.
For me, doesn't necessarily work for you.
Yes.
I always have the bottle.
The bottles of them. Big bottles.
It's been in your trunk.
Yeah. You got a giant, it's like a candy jar next to you.
You got a stash.
You're trying to sneak it across the border. Yep.
Oh, poor Renee.
Yeah, guess how many Blue Chews are in the... All right.
It really pops out and it grows.
All right. 215-592-9494.
Coming up. I took a needle in the ass.
Okay, all right, stop. We find out if Elliot holds on to the belt next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. All of us still reeling from Herb's call.
You spent the whole break talking about it.
Yeah. It was. Even for Herb. It was a lot.
And that's not even exaggerating. We literally spent the whole break talking about it.
Yep. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers for a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful. Visit the home team at Mark's online at marks-jewelers.com. Who will win Sunday, the Eagles or the Bucks? The Eagles are at 77.5%. It is time to find out whether Elliott Shore Parks holds on to the belt. To the belt. To the belt. The belt. Which we do every Friday at 4:30. The belt. The belt.
There could only be one. The boss. The chief. The top of the mountain. The WIP Afternoon Show presents The Belt.
My real American. Fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American. Fight for what's right. Fight for your life.
That is right. Every Friday at 4:30, the WIP Afternoon Show awards the belt. The belt goes to the WIP employee who brought it the most that week. Again, you have to be a WIP employee.
Right.
And the person who has it keeps it unless somebody does something to take it away from him. So Elliott Shore Parks is holding the belt because of his Jalen Hurts take from last week. The question is, does Elliott Shore Parks keep the belt? The answer is no. Who took the belt? This person did.
Today is the day that all reckless speculation will be had.
Okay.
We're going to recklessly speculate today because there is no way on God's green earth that you could tell me that Kevin Petullo was calling plays in the second half. Mm-hmm. You can't tell. Like, I don't care what anybody says, and it's not
right
no disrespect
bat,
right off the bat. I'm telling you, he wasn't calling plays in the second half. All those people that said last week that they were playing possum,
oh, geez.
Your conspiracy theories are welcome here this morning.
Why are you doing
this? I'm being honest. You cannot sit here.
Yep.
You cannot tell me. I've been in games in halftime, mm-hmm. and I've seen halftime adjustments. That was not a halftime adjustment, Joe. That was a full-fledged other game plan.
Well, it's different offense in the second half.
That was a different game plan. You cannot tell me that Kevin Petullo was calling plays in the second half. And if he was, then those folks that said he was playing possum, this team was playing possum, call today because you got it. You have space. Here.
Well, here's what I know, and Hugh Douglas is starting off with the reckless speculation.
Recklessly speculating.
So, what was he wrong? Yes.
Yes, he was wrong.
Was he crazy? Yes.
How did he get the belt for that?
To come in Monday and say that the quarterback wrestled play calling away from the offensive coordinator at halftime of a football game is psychotic, it is irresponsible, it is also bold. Hugh Douglas holds the belt.
Wow.
Forced Elliott to ask the question.
Yes.
At the press conference.
Made Nick Sirianni make that face when Elliott asked the question.
Dominated conversation all week.
Will he keep the belt? Probably not. But Hugh Douglas is now a two-time holder.
Two-time holder of the belt.
Of the afternoon show belt.
Unexpected.
Here's a guy who lives the belt. Rios in North Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Rios?
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
Rios. We've been waiting for you.
Gentlemen, man, y'all just had the greatest segment on the show that just happened, and
I'm going to really have to dig deep because, you know what I mean, you know, I have to come from the soul, put myself in a place so people could feel this speech. But that was great, man. Like, look, man.
You're talking about Herb.
I'm talking about Herb.
Okay.
True. I'm even thinking of, like, as much of a freak bull segment and then the funny stuff with her with that, y'all need a own segment with that special guest, Horny Yoshi, man. That, oh, my God, man. Y'all had me just dying with all that. Herb is amazing. I love me some Herb, man. He's awesome. But anyway, yeah, I mean, let me just say one thing. So everybody's talking about heat. Check this out, man. Does the elements play a part? Yes, it does. But to all my brothers out there and sisters of veterans who've been out there in Iraq and Afghanistan, y'all understand the difference when you full battle rattle and you put everything on and it's 20 degrees more than what the weather is out there. At the end of the day, when you on the mission and when you in the suck and when you in the fight, you focus, you don't think about that. And at the end of the day, times here and here, when you have time to think, you think about it. But when you think about it, you know, lick that damn sweat because it's freaking damn, what you call that stuff that you need a drink when you go,
electrolytes.
When you go to the gym? It's electrolytes. So you lick that freaking suck and not worried about that stuff, and that separate the man from the boys. And yo, Jackie, hit the music. Yeah, baby, it's Buccaneers week. And the paratroopers have already been sent to secure the perimeter. You know what I mean? It's time to keep the momentum from the second half last week going, because that's how you play a football game to win and have zero foxtrot of any of the negativity and adulation. We ain't here for that. We on a F stuff up mission all the way to Sierra Bravo 60. We getting everyone's best, and you know what? We love it, and it ain't getting no easier. That's why you got to submit to the pain, and if you taste your own blood, enjoy it, because that means you're alive and you have the opportunity to make your opponents feel the pain and taste their own blood, but they won't love it like us. Cowboys, Temple alumni, and his Buccaneers are the team that people say that Hurts has issues with. Good. Keep letting the masses believe that. And when you follow the masses, just take off the M, and that's who y'all all become. Coach Sirianni, I ain't going to even look at Kevin when it comes to the offense. I'm going to look at you. I know you ain't full, got a Super Bowl ring, and now you want to play safe? That's fearful. Nah, not my coach. We have the blueprint. Stop all the 50-50 conservative stuff. We have snipers all over our offense, which means we make our opponents pick their own poison by going straight into this mission in hot Tampa Bay, salivating and going straight to domination. We ain't nothing to F with. It's time to feed our certified grass growers. We ain't worried about heat. We are soldiers in full battle rattle in Iraqistan. We give them what they want in any element. We born to fight. We train to kill. We prepare to die, but we never will. Slow is smooth and smooth is fast. We kill first and die last. One shot, one kill. No luck, your skill. And patience is the threat of victory. It's the savage life, gentlemen. We're putting the women and children to bed and going to get freaking dinner. It's time to let loose all weapons of mass destruction, because it don't matter. We got more where that comes from. It's Blue Chew and Blue Tent season, and we're going to start the party by bringing the blood to Red October. Ike, Spike, and Fritz, what makes the grass grow?
Blood!
What this result?
Violence!
I'm battle tested. What y'all think? Ready to live, but prepare to die is just the same? I do this for my soul. Ain't no character. I play this freaking role. I'm Rios for North Philly, Hunter Park, the Sergeant Major of Philly. Gentlemen, you never know what situation you'll be in to save your kids, save a loved one, or anyone. So you know what? You always gotta train to be a freaking threat, suckers.
Wow.
He got back up after the Herb call.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
That was intense.
Nice.
Yes. What did he say? It's blue chew and blue tent season? I don't think you should mix those two. You imagine? Lane Johnson walks into the blue tent.
The blue chew sends somebody to the blue
tent. That could be. Lane Johnson walks in there, and they're like, how about this?
Here you go.
No! All right. 215-592-9494. Let's talk about National Appliance Warehouse.
Our people. They don't worry about the heat at National Appliance Warehouse. They turn up the heat.
Yeah, in fact, they're going to have a brand new fridge for your kitchen that's going to keep everything cold.
And listen, I know it's a big sports weekend.
Yes.
You got to make sure that your kitchen is appliance ready.
Come on.
You know people are going to be coming over. You can't have a sad state of appliances.
No.
Go
they're
to
gonna,
National.
They're going to make fun of you.
Exactly.
Make you feel like a total loser.
And why do you go to National Appliance Warehouse, Spike?
Well, there's a list of reasons. First of all, we all know price is important. They're already in tax-free Delaware. And they have Price Assure, which you're only going to find at National Appliance Warehouse. It updates the prices in the store to make sure that you're getting the best price. And there's always great sales events going on as well.
Always great sales
events. Great staff that's going to get you delivery, installation, all that stuff. And they're going to be patient, teach you about the appliances, making sure you made the right choice.
And Spike, I'm glad you brought up the team.
Yes.
Because Mark Stamackin has built a difference-making culture at National Appliance Warehouse.
What if somebody wanted to be part of the team, Jack? Is that possible?
You're in luck, Spike. Because all you got to do is email Scott at nawde.com. That's Scott at nawde.com. And join a great staff that's always having fun, an enjoyable experience, and you're there to take care of people. I mean, that's what you get at National Appliance Warehouse. And of course, on top of all that, like we mentioned, the right appliance. Over 100 brands in their 15,000-square-foot showroom. Sub-Zero, Wolf, Cove, whatever you could possibly need appliance-wise, National Appliance Warehouse has it for you. Visit nationalappliancewarehouse.com or stop by their showroom in Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
And right now, Rios's brother from another mother, Tommy, down the shore.
It's Tommy down the shore.
Yo, John, yo, hoy.
It's Tommy down the shore.
I love baloney.
He likes to thank God, grace, and then he goes and says his piece. It's
Tommy. You know what I'm
saying? Down the shore.
Tommy!
Yo, hoy. Yo, Spike. Yo, Jack. Baloney
beaches,
baby.
Oh, dude, I can only imagine what it was like in the Down the Shore household as the Eagles were marching back on Sunday.
What an inspiring victory. I'm getting emotional. This team has so much heart, so much resilience, so much versatility. I'm inspired. I'm getting emotional. But before we get into this game with Tampa, right? I was thinking other day, right?
Okay, yeah.
We got this baloney multimedia empire, right? We're developing, right?
Yes, potentially.
Potentially.
Yes.
It's all speculative, but we're doing it.
Yes, we are.
We're discussing
it. Yep.
The wheels are in motion. You know what I mean?
The wheels are in
motion.
Okay. Okay.
Motion.
Yes.
Right. So, like, I was thinking, we need, like, a Marvel DC Comics-style universe. Right?
Ooh, okay.
And I got just a thing. You guys ready for this?
Yes.
The Baloneyverse, right?
Oh, wow. Now this smells like dollars, Tommy.
This is a billion-dollar enterprise. You
yes.
know what I mean?
A billion?
This is like,
yes.
This is a $10 billion enterprise.
At least.
I mean, this is a $100 billion enterprise.
Now you're talking.
Right. This is a $1 trillion enterprise.
Why stop there?
That's right. This is a $10 trillion
enterprise. There you go. Right.
Anyway, I digress. But it's kind of like the Avengers meets Deli meets, right?
Okay.
For example, you got Captain Baloney.
Okay.
He's the leader. He's the mastermind. He's the organizer.
Okay.
Then you got the legendary Salami Supreme. His body armor is made entirely of salami. You know what I mean? And we all know salami is the toughest meat. That makes him, like, invincible. You know what I mean? Then you got
his body armor is salami?
His body armor is made of salami.
Okay. When is salami the toughest meat?
Because if you, Jack, if you stack enough salami together, it gets real tough. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like a shield.
It gets real what?
Tough.
Oh, man, a little phlegm in that.
That's right. Yeah, I got a little phlegm today. But that's okay, because I'm emotional. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's a very emotional time for all. You
yes.
know what I mean? Then you got the evil Dr. Cheesewiz.
Oh.
He's the villain. You know, the main villain.
Yes.
He's got a unique story, right? He used to work at a cheesesteak place, right? And he became obsessed with putting the perfect amount of Cheesewiz on every single cheesesteak. Eventually, he became so obsessed, he ended up losing his mind, and he started robbing banks with bazookas filled with Cheesewiz. Bazookas filled with Cheesewiz. That's right.
Wow.
That's right. And then one other villain, I mean, we could go keep going with this, you know what I mean? But
yeah.
One other main villain is the Garlic Goblin.
Oh. And what is the how does the Garlic villain. Goblin do his business?
He can make it stink. So bad that if you're in proximity, you'll either go insane or fall asleep or both.
Wow.
Insane, then fall asleep or fall asleep, then wake up insane. You know what I mean?
Can you imagine the war between the Garlic Goblin and the Salami Guy?
This would be of epic proportions. That's what I'm saying. That's right. That's right. It'd be a lot of that. A lot of flatulence. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's part of the universe, the Baloneyverse. You know what I mean?
Tommy, you've had a lot of good ideas. All of them have to do with deli meats, but I believe the Baloneyverse is your biggest idea.
Mm.
There's a lot of potential here, Tommy.
I'm very excited to hear you say that, Spike, because this is like a $100 trillion enterprise.
Yes,
right here.
At least.
Maybe more. You know what I mean?
So, Tommy, you're always a confident Eagles fan. However, we do have a lot of nervous Eagles fans with the Eagles going into Tampa with the Heat, with a team that beats us a lot, with their coach. What's the Tampa coach's name again?
Todd Bowles.
That was
Todd
good.
Bowles?
Yeah.
Todd Bowles.
Yeah.
Todd Bowles, right?
Yes.
He's a good coach. He's
yeah.
a very good coach.
What do you think of this game on Sunday?
Well, let me just say this before I give my take and my prediction.
Yeah.
Let me just say this. If there was any concern over whether or not Jalen Hurts can lead this team with his arm, I believe those concerns have been laid to rest. It is officially, in my opinion, baloney time when it comes to the passing game. And that's an important part of this game, right?
Yeah, yep. It is.
I think the Heat, I'm not too concerned. You know what I mean? Listen, I think this will be a tough game. I realize we struggle sometimes, but I gotta just say this. I'm feeling so confident. This team always finds a way to win. We've had our struggles with Tampa, but it doesn't matter because we're crushing this game 38-20 Birds.
Wow.
38-20, I like it.
38 right. points. Oh, wow. All right,
five
Tommy.
Touchdowns and a field goal. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I know how to get to 38 points. Well,
I know the $10 trillion enterprise, but relax. Yeah. We can do math.
Yeah.
There's other ways to get to 38, but that's what I'm thinking it's going to be.
You could have 19 safeties.
That's right. You could. That's happened, right? That can happen.
Sure.
That's right.
Wow. Well, just a great look. We love the energy. You're right. Jalen has proved all the doubters wrong, and we are looking forward to the Baloneyverse. We're going to get working on our end of this to do whatever we can to make it happen for you.
Well, very excited, man. You guys are the best. I'm so excited for this game. I will talk to you gentlemen next week. Go Birds, Tommy's over and 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 out.
It's Tommy.
You know what I'm saying?
Down the shore.
He's one of a kind. He's one of a kind.
Oh, I tell you, 4:30 to 5, man.
It is something else.
Yes.
Yeah, it is something else.
Well, sorry with her, by the way, in the...
Oh, yeah. Can we find a way to get Herb there like then right before the 4:20 break?
Yes. And then into Rios and then into Tommy? That's when the show starts to lose control.
That's a trio right there.
And if we could get the fired up her threatening Jack to cut his head off, me to make me move back to New York.
And he wanted me to
yes,
illegally give him blue chews?
Yes, out of your giant jar that is right next to your bed. Holy cow. All right, Jack, what's coming up in the top five at five?
What's coming up in the top five at five is the worst feelings as a sports bettor.
Oh, well, you two, I'll leave you two alone for that one.
You do partake sometimes.
No. It's just that you two are something special.
Yeah, I do partake. Yeah.
All right. That is coming up next. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.